Kanye West apologizes to Jewish community after a year of vile anti-Semitic rants. By Simon Kent on December 26, 2023. Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, appeared to try and end 2023 on a conciliatory note by apologizing to the Jewish community after a year of vile anti-Semitic rants. He issued his climb down Tuesday on Instagram in the wake of sparking outrage with a rant referencing Hitler at a recent album post-launch event in Las Vegas, amongst a host of other previous derogatory remarks against the Jewish faith and its followers. As Breitbart News reported, West, who obtained the title Anti-Semite of the Year in 2022 by the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, claimed the Rothschild and Zionists secretly ran the schools and hospitals in the tirade delivered at a Las Vegas hotel. At one point in the video widely circulated on social media and obtained by TMZ, West screamed at 60 million of us in America, 60 million Jews in the world. Just days before that wild rant, West was branded a disgusting human being by some fans after he wore a KKK-style hood in Miami. The artist put on a fabric head covering featuring a point at the top at an overnight listening event with collaborator Ty Dolla $ign as they performed their controversial track Vultures, which features vile lyrics about a Jewish woman. Vultures features the offensive lyrics, "How am I anti-Semitic? I just f at a Jewish bee." Other anti-Semitic insults by West in the immediate past include praising Hitler and Nazis, palling around with notorious anti-Semite Nick Fuentes, declaring America is run by Zionists, and offering DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. To just name a few. His latest post on social media read in Hebrew: "I sincerely apologize for any unintended outburst caused by my words or actions. It was not my intention to hurt or demean, and I deeply regret any pain I may have caused. I'm committed to starting with myself and learning from this experience to ensure greater sensitivity and understanding more in the future. Your forgiveness is important to me, and I am committed to making amends and promoting unity." The original Instagram post is all that remains while all else is deleted. West, who legally changed his name to Ye, previously told Fox News' Tucker Carlson during an interview that former President Donald Trump's Jewish son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner initiated the Abraham Accords normalization agreements between Israel and Arab Muslim nations to make money, as Breitbart News reported. In 2022, the Anti-Defamation League called on Adidas to reconsider its partnership with him, citing his anti-Semitic tirades. The German sportswear manufacturer dropped him soon after. Adidas further detailed the move would have a short-term negative impact of up to $246 million on net income through to the end of 2022 due to high seasonality in the fourth quarter. Soon after Adidas bailed on West, he went to air with another ranting insult against Jews during an appearance on The Alex Jones Show. West said on Alex Jones, "I see good things about Hitler. Every human being has something of value they brought to the table, especially Hitler." West appeared wearing a black mask pulled over his head, obscuring his entire face. He was there alongside fellow anti-Semite Nick Fuentes, who erroneously cited the Talmud, a compendium of Jewish law, to claim, falsely, that Jews detest Gentiles and, falsely, that Jewish law allows pedophilia in certain cases. Fuentes said that neither former President Donald Trump nor Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., would put Jesus first. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.